But it was fire, man. I'm thankful. Wife threw a dope party, man. It was a really, really dope experience, man. I had a lot of fun with it. What's up, BT?
That shit was japping, fam.
Man, it was yanking in that, man.
Is
What's
that
up with
you?
your audio again, man? Why your audio be so?
You can hear me, right?
I barely.
Okay. Step one, hear me.
I like that you had an angle. I like that
Right.
BT like this.
They're giving us a side profile.
Yeah, like the main conversation is in another direction.
Right. He's watching the kid. He got a baby. He got a daycare over there. He watching the kids while he do. Yeah, that's exactly what I would pick too. And I put that. Or put that in your mouth.
What's up, uglies? What y'all doing?
Meg face.
BT on this baby microphone or something. Hold
BT,
on.
you got all them commercial checks and you don't have no real microphone?
Oh, I'm finna turn it up. Give me two sickies.
He got a string and a styrofoam cup going to his computer.
Sound about right. Hello, new friend. Who is this new friend?
You know Rob Hayes.
Rob
That's
Hayes.
you, Rob. Did you change your hair or something?
He cut it.
I probably had a hat on.
Oh, that's what it is. That's why I was like,
Yeah,
you look familiar. Okay, I see. You better rock your natural.
while I got it.
Now you look like you got a strong hairline, Rob.
I'd be worried about it though, and I feel like the worry leads to like hair loss stress. Like I feel like the more you think about it, the more the follicles are like, well, he's already thinking about it. Time
Check,
to
check.
drop.
Is that like equivalent of women like afraid to grow old, wrinkles and stuff?
I would have no
Nah,
idea about any
because
of that.
y'all be covering up the wrinkles with makeup. Well, I mean, I guess
Okay, y'all,
yeah,
there's
I guess you
Beijing.
can.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do women have like edges anxiety? Do they have like, like,
I
oh,
think
I'm
if you
wearing.
wear like wigs or something, yes. You'd be worried if your edges are going to maintain.
Edges be taking a hit, man. All them braids in the early 2000s and late 2000s.
Man,
Took them edges
gone.
out. They're sniping their ass. Didn't even know it.
You
Cancer
can just
patch.
get it tattooed in now. So I don't even know why anybody's tripping about their hairline.
The edges, people are getting the edges tattooed. You're not talking about the like
Yes.
baby hair thing, are you?
No. Just like getting, like if it's thin, like right here, you would just get it. They do like hair, it's like for the eyebrows. You know how you could do like microblading for eyebrows now?
You
You can
gonna
just,
micro thread right on the brain?
it's a tattoo.
I guess.
Yeah.
But except it's just like you do like hair like strokes as opposed to like filling it in.
I didn't know that. That's news to me.
You should get it to here, like right here. There's always this little bald patch in your beard for some reason.
Usually when it's there, I'm trying to mimic you.
Didn't work.
Meg,
Didn't work.
you
I would
ugly.
have, when we would do the drive, you I would tell you to get your little comb out so I could brush the naps to cover it. I'll try to brush a little BDB out right here and cover it. See, that's being a good co-host.
To hear
Man.
me, why haven't you started your beard over? Because I need to, but me and you in the same spot. Like the good beards be here. When they be here, that's when they be you fool Isaiah Kelly, Sydney. That's when it be right. It's like, but when you cut up to the neck, you be like, ah.
Well, here's the thing. I can grow this back out right now and it'll catch up with this in 3 weeks. This ain't going nowhere. This
Okay.
I because I haven't really cut my beard. I've just like trimmed it to like get it even, but this is the extent of it. The hair ain't going no further than what it is, right? I never have an Isaiah Kelly, or
Got
I wish I
I don't
could.
think Tahir wants it. He's trying to show you that he has a neck. He ain't trying to cover it.
I mean, either way, I still would take it if it would grow. It just won't go no further than this.
Roxy face. Hey, Roxy.
But now he know he ain't
No.
got no chin. See, that's the problem. Like,
No,
but back.
everybody got a chin. You just can't see it. If you got an ugly chin, then you just cover it with your beard. Or if you got like double chin, or if you,
Let me
but
tell
if
you
you
something.
ain't got no neck, the further down it go, the more necklace you look.
I hope we're not
Necklace.
recording, but ladies do not
We
know how
are.
fat our faces is under these beards. We used to be a little more
That's
aware of it.
You know what? That's why I used to always say when girls would be like, girl, is he cute? Like, you know, when you talk to your homegirl about a new dude you're talking to, I'd be like, he had a beard. I can't tell.
I'm not sure.
And but it's so true. You can't tell if somebody's cute or not with a beard.
But I mean, y'all got makeup on. We don't know who y'all are. Y'all take makeup off and be a completely different person in age 20 years when you take that makeup off.
Yeah, but the facial structure still be the same, though. I feel like with a beard, it literally could change your face shape. You definitely ain't nobody contouring that crazy.
Hey,
well, they might
be. We've all seen those videos on Instagram of somebody before they put on the makeup. You'd be like, the fuck is this gremlin doing?
Yeah, a lot of them be using the ugly filter though, because they want more views. Once I find that out, I'm like, y'all double lying? Yeah, that's goofy.
The filter on live is crazy. Like, while you just talking to me and you in filter on pictures makes sense. Filter while you in person is crazy.
I support it, okay? I don't want to pay for no plastic surgery. I support all type of filters.
Bars.
Roxy, you okay? Glitter like you in another universe.
Am I? I got too much stuff open.
Close your Pornhub, girl. Close it.
Why are you telling my business? Is my screen shared?
it's not
really. Are you in your whimsical room?
No, I'm in that other one. I'm finna move out of this house into the new house. That's also why it's blurry back there.
Oh, big house talk.
No, location. It's not house to house. I'm moving from this location to another location.
Go ahead. Go on.
Girl, that's still coming out.
Homicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like Pat. Pat was like technically homeless like that for a long time, girl. It's okay. Ain't no shame in your game. Just moving like, house to house.
Why you keep talking about his
Pat was doing his podcast in a studio in his parents' house in a car. One time he was coming back from a vacation or a little trip. It was like, boy, if you don't get somewhere and sit down.
Don't do this. Because LA is stupid. Everything is so expensive. And then I'd be like, I don't like it over here. I'd be trying to live in different sections of LA. And I'd be like, not this one. I don't like you that much. This Where ain't you at great. Now? I'm in North Hollywood. I like North Hollywood so far.
Because it feels like the South, because it's a Target
it around the corner. It does. Because it's a what?
A Target around the corner.
Is that what it is? It does. Like it does feel like more Houston-y up here. Like yeah. It's some grass up here. How y'all be living no grass?
If you're in the Midwest of the South, you're gonna like the valley because it feel like You need a good, it's a Walmart over there, a Target, a grocery store, a Olive Garden closes. Like, you need that.
I don't like Walmart out here, though. Walmart
it ain't the same. It's it ain't
too
the same.
Competitive. It ain't the same. It don't be the same person there that, you know what I'm saying? It don't be another me at the Walmart. It be other stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do y'all remember, wait, is the Walmart that was on Crenshaw, that's closed, right?
I think it is.
I don't
at the mall. That
at the mall, yeah. I think it is.
See, okay. Walmart don't even belong near no mall. A
it
Walmart's
doesn't.
Supposed
and
to
I
have
stand
their
alone.
Own land, and they're supposed to have, you know, what I'm saying, like trees and stuff separating them from the rest of the world. They're not supposed to be connected
your
in those stores.
Thing.
You shouldn't be able to buy a chain and then go into Walmart. That don't make sense.
Land too.
Yeah, I don't do Walmart. I'm not.
You know
Walmart
what?
Target
I was so excited when I moved to LA from where was I? At? I was in Dallas to Vegas, and then I moved to LA. And I remember being so excited because I was like, "Ooh, Walmart! Like that's the like everybody goes to Walmart." Yeah. I walked up in at Walmart. I was like, "Are y'all waiting for inventory? Like, why are the shelves empty?"
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was like, "Oh, it's always like this." I said, "How do people buy stuff if all the shelves are like literally empty? There's like two items of anything in there." Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Oh, because we have like high theft."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, that's why there's what's the point? Y'all need to just go ahead and close." So the fact they did close down makes a lot of sense.
You know what though? In LA, LA's good about that though. LA's good about not letting big box stores in the city.
Yeah.
Like, you notice it's not hella Walmart, it's not other Targets.
Oh no. I don't think it's because it's the city. I think it's because these stores know that they're not gonna make money on the bottom line. They don't want to. They need land. They need space, and they know the amount of money that it costs for rent to be in a big city, and the amount of money that they're going to lose on merchandise does not even out for them. So they like.
But I mean, like restaurants, Red Lobster out here. You gotta go all the way to Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got one in over there by like what is that?
Glendale?
No.
Outback Steakhouse, a TGI Friday.
That shit isn't. You got to like city or industry, it is. It is.
No, it wasn't. It's a TGI. It was a TGI Fridays in Inglewood.
Yeah, but that's in Inglewood.
Outskirts.
I'm saying in any other city, like in LA. I mean, in Houston, they everywhere. It's
yeah, they on every goddamn corner. You hitting all the shit, and it is some. It is a lot of Targets out here, but the ones in the city, right, be them bodega ass Targets. I don't want that shit, bitch. I want Target options.
Market.
The first time, yeah. No, Target Market is stupid because I'm not coming in here for fruits and vegetables. I'm coming in here for knickknacks and paddy wax and shit, and they don't be having ain't no toy section. Like, I'm sorry, this just happened earlier, and I was like, this is not what the fuck I wanted.
Yeah, I hate a two-story Target. Ain't nothing worse.
Yeah.
Right.
It's your goofy ass.
And then the escalator don't be working someday. I'd be like, what is that? How am I supposed to get this cart? You know how the cart have its own escalator? Like, how do I go upstairs with my cart?
Listen, I thought Roxy was going to say they don't be having like the right meats or wine. Unless you said they don't have no toy section.
They don't.
Hey, I glazed over that, but yeah.
Because I go in, it's supposed to be in the electronic section. Right behind it, there's all the pops, and y'all know I'll be collecting pops, so I like to just go look because pops like $10-$12. So, you know, I could go get me like one,
wait,
two.
What
week.
Is a pop?
I just packed them all up. It's a Funko Pop. You seen them, they the toys with the big ass eyes.
Oh, yes, and they in a box,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. And so they be having those back there, yeah.
You are those like collectibles or something?
Hell yeah, I got something that's worth like $2,000.
Wait, how did you get one made for you? Tahir, I want one.
So now they're doing them. They do customers for like 30.
That's Justin Timberlake.
I hate you. They got a thing now for like $30. You can go on the website and make you one. I was going to make me and my daughter one. Uh-huh. But before, people would make them. Like
this guy made ours. Made mine. He made Kev one and he made me one.
Why did he put no freckles on yours?
He did put freckles on it.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, you got one made too?
Mine got a microphone in his hand.
That's cute. Now, that is not your complexion, but that's cute.
Give me too much beard. That's the only thing I got too much beard.
You ain't brown. You ain't
like,
never been brown.
I ain't never had that.
Can y'all see mine? It's under the screen, but it's right there.
Yours is so nice.
Those are headphones, BT.
It got on a sweater.
Oh, they put the fangs on it. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got a give me five one. It's right there.
Oh, that looks great. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
It made you Vincent Dracula Jones on your foot.
Nah, that's just dope. So yeah, I'll be livid.
That's what's up, Roxy. All right, man. I hate that we don't have more Walmarts because I feel like Target is turning into
more
Walmart.
What?
Yeah. Walmarts.
Walmart.
More what?
Walmart.
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 What?
Walmarts.
We don't have more Walmarts because I feel like Target is turning into Walmart.
Walmarts.
Walmarts.
It's just out here. Target's taking over out here, but it's Walmarts that run some
in the
places.
In the South?
That's all they got.
Because in Atlanta, they are starkly different. Mm-hmm. And you go there for two different reasons.
What, Atlanta? I mean, you talking about Walmart and Target?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think two different reasons?
When you're trying to buy like a lot of stuff and you need it for cheap, you go, sometimes you go to the dollar store, but the dollar store don't have everything. So then you go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. But now if you're like, if you want to feel a little bougie, then you head over to Target because you're going to get better customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're trying to steal, you go to Walmart. You don't go to Target.
You got on pajamas, you go to Walmart. You got on clothes, you go to Target.
Yeah. There you go. Bars. I hate Walmart. Walmart ugly. The lighting's bad. It's gray in there. It's so gray. I don't like it.
Walmart always looks like an old gymnasium. They got the same lights.
They do.
It always be a bird in there randomly because they just be leaving the doors open. It's always a random ass pigeon in Walmart. They don't give a fuck. They rude. Sometimes if I just want to go in and out.
Random ass pigeon is hilarious.
Yeah, it just be flopping around. Don't nobody care. I seen somebody get shot in Walmart when I was in there with my daughter before. Yeah, somebody got shot. It was
in Houston.
It was in Houston, and like right by Stafford, which is like by the suburbs. This man and was in there. No, it was this kid. It was a kid. I guess he was arguing with some people.
Was
they went and got
baby?
The daddy. No, not the baby. No, he was arguing with the dad. The daddy came in and was arguing with the people, and they shot him in the Walmart.
Damn.
Who's the boy?
Some boys, yeah, some teenagers, because he was defending his son. He got shot.
Teenagers are reckless.
They are loose. And we was in there.
Man, these kids nowadays.
The baby.
I just saw a video of some chick fighting her grandma. Like,
she pushed
the grandma and slept. And I was like, you don't push me, mom? What the fuck is they different?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was
they
crazy.
Are different. Now, I get it. Like, you might not vibe with your parents or your grandparents or something like that. It might, you know, be mean. It might be assholes. But, like, you don't put your...
You know, so like there was still a level of respect that we had. This Gen Z, they don't get
it. She pushed the shit out of her grandma. I was like, God damn.
My grandma was old. If I would have pushed her, she would have died. Like she was old since I was little. It would have been a wrap.
Yeah. My grandma was nimble though. She caught her balance though, but the old girl came in with a punch.
She
pushed her. She was like, oh, bitch, you about... Oh, okay. Hey, call her mama. Because I'm not finna do this in my house.
I feel like I remember a lot of daughters fighting their mama or their old aunties in high school.
They would fight the mama, but grandma is another level.
Grandma's another story, level. Though.
But hold on. I feel like if your granddaughter fights you, like, I feel like you're not surprised.
If you fight your grandma, that means you're a curse in heaven.
You're also
right, but I feel like as a because okay, that don't come from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a because if you fight your mama, that means your mama has some kind of behaviors that allowed you to become the type of person to fight her. Yeah. Which means your grandma know you too, and so your grandma's not surprised. We just surprised that you would fight a grandmother. But I feel like your grandma
was ready
because she was exactly because your grandma probably was a scrapper right. who taught her daughter that.
Yeah,
no, I don't know, man. Sometimes people just grandma. Be fucked up. Sometimes there ain't no reason for people to.
Yes, it always is a reason. It comes from somewhere to hear. It comes
Listen,
from.
Listen, what was the reason that Jeffrey Dahmer was just eating niggas?
Because his mother was crazy. Yeah. She had, what was it? She was schizophrenic, bipolar, all that kind of stuff. She was real effed up towards him. Mm-hmm. And that's why he became the way he was.
So for Thanksgiving, she was feeding this nigga human ribs? Or is that just
no, but you don't know how trauma affects people. That's the thing.
It's not a justification.
You ate a lot of chicks in your life. What are we talking about? You done ate all kinds of ass and niggas be tasty.
Whoa,
I tasted ass. I have not eaten it. I just
consuming.
You had a bib on, bro.
Was you there?
I had a white t-shirt on.
Y'all freaky.
That's because I had a white t-shirt.
Yeah. I got a lot of podcasts where you be talking.
If I get bleach on this t-shirt, then I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
But you didn't say I heard. You didn't say I heard. You didn't say, oh yeah, it's been reported. You just said you had a bib on, like you a primary.
You an eyewitness.
The birthday party was crazy, man.
Hey, yo. And see, I ain't even go, so now I feel like that's what happened for real.
Yeah, you had to look at
the party, girl, man, was going down. Party after the party, knowing to hear.
The little sexy y'all couldn't sick. Get there, I'd be I looking. I'd be like, oh, shit, it's going down.
God, birthday see, party was crazy, man.
I was sick, and I'm glad. Rob was there. I was the Lord.
Now, sir, so Rob was there.
I was there.
Hey, yo.
It was wild to hear your birthday was wild.
No, I didn't have a bib on. That's not true.
Rob said he's a professional. He don't need a bib.
That's not what I'm
saying. He turtle eat the ass.
I did the cha-cha slide and then I slid right out of there. I just,
there you go, smart
had a good
man.
Time. I sang Fantasia, dabbed up the homies, you know, had a good time.
That second DJ was interesting though. I ain't gonna
put interesting.
Like, what happened?
Sometimes DJ just be doing too much. You know, it'd be your favorite song, and he start mixing it with a song that you don't really like that much. You'd be like, bro, relax. Just play it the regular way, fam.
Yeah.
I know it. You can DJ. We got it. You can do that for a few songs throughout the night. He was doing it for every song.
Hey,
he'd be like, love, but the beat be like, cameo. You'd be like, nigga.
Right.
That was hard.
I like it.
He's like, I want to hear
here. What you mean? That's the here for all that.
He's one of the owners of the spot.
Anything from 70s and before. Love the old stuff.
That's my bag.
Shut up, Meg. Shut your face.
Because my homegirl, Miss Bertha's coming in. You know, she went around the old ladies. She like that.
Miss Bertha?
You have to hear keep him, old lady.
I didn't want to hold you. Anyway, this is about as good, about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic. We got to give a shout out to our special guests in the house. We got Roxy Hayes. We got Rob Hayes. That's weird. I never said y'all names like that back to back. So I thought I messed up. We got BT Kingsley in the house as well, ladies and gentlemen. Then we got the OG squad, me and Max Scoop. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be jailed for a crime you didn't commit versus let a friend go to jail for a crime you did?
Take that bid for your girl. I got you on your books.
Well, how long would I be in jail?
Life in both instances.
Oh, life.
Life is crazy.
I don't think that's a fair... I don't think that's fair. Because if you say, I'm going to life, are you going for life?
Yeah, you going, baby. I don't care.
But if you say maybe they're going for 10 years and I would go away...
Man, you ain't gonna knock out 10 years. You ain't got it in you.
Oh, no, I don't even have 10 months in me. I wasn't gonna pick that option anyway. I'm snitching every time. No, I'm not built for this.
Jail's who not did fun. Something?
I'm gonna tell everybody, yep, Tahir done left his cart. He didn't push it all the way back in the parking lot. Yep.
Over here. Meg getting jumped the first day. She getting shivved the first night she go to jail with her snitching ass.
Everything. I'm telling everybody's business.
What don't kind of jail is this?
Yeah, that's valid.
I mean, if you federal for life for the most part, you usually in a prison. So I mean, it's
like
it's
federal than jail.
Federal? Like did I do? Is a white collar?
Is there stuff? Yeah, is it nice? Because a nice jail, maybe
like a club. You know, club fed.
Yeah, no, I mean, y'all, like, they don't put y'all in there.
It's not a Swedish prison. You know what I'm saying? It's not a Swedish prison. It's manageable, but it's still prison.
Okay, because Harris County. It's not as nice as Fort Bend. Mm-hmm. Fort Bend was pretty nice. They had like a microwave. They had a gym. They had like a book thing.
Are you? Is this from personal experience?
It sounds like it.
But I went back to back. Like I was 2 days in Harris County, 2 days in Fort Bend, 2 days in Harris County. I had like 30 warrants. So like Fort Bend was nice. They had like lunch trays and stuff and like vegetarian meals. But the Harris County was all cement, all of that. So I mean, it depends.
And this is why I told y'all we need to start doing background checks before we start hiring these people in town. You don't know who the fuck we on this fucking podcast
with. 30 warrants? Were these like targets?
Yeah. All no, all dining.
How many Pokemon violations before they lock you up? What the heck did you do?
I just wasn't paying. Like I would get tickets for like no insurance, no registration, speeding tickets.
Basically, you should have been driving. Just stop driving.
You thought if you forgot about them, they would just go away?
They would forget you.
The world works.
I got arrested after a show. I was right by the house, and the dude was like, "I really don't want to take, but like, I gotta take you to jail." He was like, "I can't. There's no way I can." He was like, "I don't want to." It was a black man. He was like, "I really don't." And I was like, "You ain't got to." I was with my brother and my fiance. It was embarrassing. So, yeah.
She was like, if it was 28, 29, I'd let you go. But you hit number 30. Ain't nothing I can do, you know?
And I had them in different counties. It wasn't 30. It was like 15.
You were a fucking vigilante. You were an outlaw. If it was the Wild Wild West, it would have been posters for your arrest.
Yes!
They're playing Grand Theft Auto in real life.
It was wild. And I bailed out the first one. And then when I was leaving, the second one came and I was so mad.
Oh, yeah, they wait for you. They call it the county tour, where they'll get you and process you in one municipality, and then they'll see you got warrants in another place. So they have to call the other place to let them know that you're there. So if you do bail out, they're going to be right there, because they'll let them know, like, she's trying to bail out. They'll be like, okay, cool, we'll be on the way. As soon as you bail out, they'll be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Oh, anytime they do this right here.
Okay, they did that.
Can I talk to you for a second?
And I was like, sure.
When they call them, do they three-way you so you know that
no,
they call
no, you? You have no idea.
No, you don't know until you leave. And yeah. I have my clothes. Wait,
how do
on?
They know who you are then?
They look your shit up.
Yeah.
So you can, do they ask you for your ID and stuff?
Yeah, when you go to
you
jail.
They ask you for everything.
When you're walking out and they're like, hey, come here.
Meg ain't never been to crime show before. Yeah. They also look in your ass crack, man.
They do. I'm not. I'm talking about when the other county comes to get you.
When they come in, they let them know.
They're like, there go, there she goes.
Such and such county, we're going to be here to pick up.
So if you ran, you'd be okay because you're like, I don't know who you are.
I'd run it out of no goddamn police station. That's how you get shot.
You got to sign paperwork. They got to give you your shit back.
Oh, I'm thinking y'all are saying they're in the parking lot.
Oh, hell no. I would have.
Oh, so they're inside like the lobby waiting for you.
Yeah, they'll put you in another holding cell until they come. And then. Yeah, so I'm chilling in my clothes. I'm finna go home. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
We got a homie coming to pick you up. It's like an aggressive ass Uber.
Yeah, and then they're like, there she go. And I got arrested at the other one. I'm walking out like, come on, man. You ain't got to do this. It was an old fat black man. I was like, sir, I am hungry.
He's like, I don't want to do it.
Y'all played the fuck out of me. Every time I got arrested, they were like, we really don't want you to go to jail. you look so nice. I had on my Rugrats shirt. It was embarrassing. I made friends, though. I'm still cool with some of them people.
That happened to Big Boy from Big Boy in the Morning. That's when
we talked about that,
yeah. Yeah. He had got arrested, told his cousin to leave him in there because he had warrants and he was going to sit him out, and he had two guns under his belly. Like tucked into the fold.
What?
Yeah. He's like, come get me.
But like, he's like, I'm in holding right now, but they're about to try to process me. Yep. When you're in holding, they don't do the whole body search. Mm-hmm. But when you're about to get processed, that's when you have to take off everything and all of that. So he was like, come get me before then, because I got two pistols under my titties. Like,
had them tucked under the flaps.
That's crazy.
Wow. That is living life recklessly, because I'd be afraid.
She had some paraphernalia under her, you know what I mean?
No, I did not that time.
Yeah.
I have got
a Nintendo DS under there. Right.
She look like she keep a Switch right here.
I do.
A PlayStation 5 dealing with
Rocky. I'll be bored. Shut up.
They were like, hey, Panda Dad, you have any weapons, anything? I got a Switch one. She got a what? No.
Y'all play. Shut up. So neither. Neither is not an option.
What did your fiance say?
He helped bail me out. We had
You know what he signed up for.
Yeah, right, he was proud of you. He was like,
all right. No, he wasn't proud.
Hey, when you got in the car, did he play 03 Bonnie and Clyde?
After he picked me up, no.
You ready, B?
No, he was playing. He legit was playing anime music, and he had tacos in the car.
Oh, my God. How did y'all not work?
He was crazy.
You say he was playing anime music?
Yeah, he picked me up with anime music when I was walking out, and then
her favorite. He I had all her favorites.
Was this a CD? Because this was before streaming, right? So he just had a CD of anime.
No, it was the Iris cord still existed. It was 2018. It was
okay. Gotcha.
I mean, that was a lot. It was a long time ago.
Sailor Moon.
If we had did the background check, Meg, we would have caught that.
So like, baby,
2018. That's really not that long ago.
That's what I'm saying. That.
Like that 5 years.
If you take 3 years off of COVID, that was 2 years ago.
Listen, yeah. Roxy ain't got no insurance out here. She keeps stealing bumpers of people who have their tags together. She just steal their whole bumper and put it on her car.
Why
her bumper has been six different colors since she been
My God,
I'm crying.
She got a bumper now with it.
Test, nigga. It takes more work to unscrew somebody's bumper and then attach it to your car than it does to go online.
I did not unscrew nobody's bumper. I was gonna take somebody hubcaps, but I didn't. This bitch had the same car I had, but nice. I'm like, you finna come up off the hubcaps, bitch. I've been looking, but I didn't. I'm a better person now. I'm not who I once was.
I'm glad you didn't, because that could be the most crackhead shit you ever done in your life.
Hubcaps don't make your car better.
Hubcaps ain't raising the value of nobody's goddamn car.
No, but
if you gotta put your rim on and go, 10, 10, 10.
I feel like when you're missing a hubcap, somebody's like, all right, they don't care. It's time to sit on this car.
Yeah.
It's time to steal from this car. You know what I'm saying?
So like, that's one, Rob. Yeah. If you miss a one hubcap, one or two, you do look a little more. It's like they ain't got insurance. But she missing all four. Roxy's riding around with four donuts and like, oh, I'm going to steal some hubcaps. Why don't you get that fucking tire fixed?
At this point, Roxy, you need to just spray paint, what is it, the middle of your tire silver. What is that part that hold the wheel on? What is
that's
that?
That's not a the axle? Is that the axle?
No, it's not the axle. The axle
is underneath. The rim? Is it the rim? Is that what's going on?
The wheel is the metal part. The tire is the rubber part.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you need to just spray your wheels silver.
I'm going to do that. No, all right, don't say shit when I pull up.
Man, you look so kept. She's like, what is the car thing? The wheel?
I said the rim. Ain't the rim? I don't know nothing about cars.
Listen, I thought we were getting technical. I thought we were going to come up with like.
I'm the worst. Like, that's why I hate going to any car shop, because I'll be like, they going to get me because I don't know nothing.
No, you got to.
It's like, yes, we got to put this coronary heart valve on your car. I'll be like, yeah. Sounds good.
And your man on FaceTime. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be like, mm-mm. Hey.
No, I just tell my that's my husband. I was like, you need to just handle the car stuff because there's no way.
It's shenanigans.
Roxy, it seemed like you wouldn't have no problems. You deadlift what, 400, 450?
So it's 400, and in a day I leg press 720. So but also, I was making friends in jail. I don't want to go to jail for life. And but it depends on who did the crime. So if it was my daughter, I'd just take that bid.
Okay.
I'll take it. You know,
but he said your friend, if it was your friend.
No, I'm not going. I don't like nobody that much. I love my friends, but I don't love them enough. Well, I love my life more.
Here's the thing. The friend would actually be taking the bid for you. So it's you're either in
Am
jail.
Am I rich?
Huh?
Is it me now or rich me? Because I feel
no, like you today.
Out and girl, we ain't gonna be friends no more. Like, I don't know where you go. Because I feel like, you know, people would do that for their rich friends. Like, hey, you finna make it. You on top. I'm gonna take this bid for you.
You on
like,
your way, though. You
know, but I don't have no rim. I don't have no hubcaps. So I can't be like, hey, bitch, take this bid for me so I can go make some content.
Get some hubcaps.
But you're on all deaf right now. You got a chance.
You got a chance, Roxy. Anything can happen, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to think about your upside.
She's close to the sheet.
He called like,
Roxy, bitch, came, Roxy did my birthday show. She came out to her own song on some dope shit. But the intro was so long, he couldn't even get to the song.
He should have. Hey, that was the DJ part. Listen to the song first. Okay.
You have to tell him where to start it from.
Baby, I just sent the link.
You said the link if they start at .26 or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. You gonna take a bid for me? Absolutely.
Roxy was going on stage and she was just like, yeah, yeah, y'all know what the fuck it is.
do it again.
Get the drummer, son.
That's funny.
I didn't even get to rabbit.
I didn't even get to the rabbit part. That's crazy.
So it
comes
fight.
Down to like what your morals are. Like, you gonna let somebody take a full life bid for you, or you gonna stay in jail for a crime you didn't commit for life?
No, I would let them take the full bid, and then I would take care of their butts. They're gonna be the wealthiest person in that prison. They ain't never gonna want for nothing because I'm like, hey, that's the least I could do. You took this lifelong bid for me.
Ooh.
What was the other option?
Go to jail for a crime you didn't commit, or allow your friend to go to jail for a crime you did commit.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail for something I didn't do.
I feel you.
That'd be hard.
It ain't even about you. I'm sorry, friend, but this ain't me. This is the Lord work.
So I committed this crime either way, right?
In the friend situation, yes. In the friend scenario, you did. But the other scenario, you didn't. You did commit this crime, but you're facing life.
Mm. Oh, okay. Who's the most successful?
Yeah.
Who is the most? Because I don't want to stop nobody. You know, they're like, man, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not friends with LeBron James, but if it was me and LeBron James, I'll take a bid for LeBron James just because. You know, that would be messed up for the people, for so many people.
But
you
know I mean,
now?
Rich Paul, Maverick. Briny. You know what I'm saying? It's a jury. It's a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
but he's at the end of his career though.
Yeah, he better retire now.
But the but then LeBron. Every doc would be about the case, and it wouldn't be about the greatness and, you know what I'm saying, shut up and dribble and all that like they did. You know what I'm saying?
You want your book, LeBron? I got you.
But like if it was somebody that, like, you know, they always coming to me like, man, you know, I hate what I do. I don't know my purpose. Maybe their purpose is to take that bid. Maybe that's it. Maybe I found it. You know, maybe it's for them to just Valid hold logic. Me down real quick. I got potential. I got upside. I could get you
a dope lawyer to help you get out.
Get you,
I could take in your kids' college funds and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just can't.
Yeah. Right.
I can't see that.
That's what I'm saying. If
I didn't do it, it's above me. I can't go.
If I got to lose a friendship, I got to lose a friendship. You know what I'm saying? If we fall out, I'll go to Vlad. Keep them in there longer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I saw the whole thing, man.
Let's
put it to a vote, man. What we go? Jail for a crime you didn't commit, or let a friend go to jail let for a crime friend. You did?
Sorry, Jessica. Your ass in jail, baby. Right now. The friend. Jessica, I love you so much.
Oh my gosh! Oh, right, so, my best friend. Oh gosh!
Is everybody unanimous? Are we all unanimous with the let a friend go to jail?
I'm not going to jail for something.
I'm letting a friend.
We Everybody ate
putting
shit.
Jessica in
we
jail.
Ate shit. Oh,
we collectively.
What you mean? How?
I like lights out when I like lights out. I don't want to be told to go to bed and I'm 40.
How are we terrible? Because of the laws, we used to be illegal. So what? You killed somebody.
Oh, Rob Toxic.
That's just illegal now.
Rob
you know, Toxic. Who's to say? Oh, you know, abortion was legal. Now it's illegal.
Morality?
You know what I'm saying? What is morals?
What is right?
Exactly. Fuck books.
Toxic
you make a compelling point, Rob. All right, so unanimous would let the friend go to jail for a crime you did.
Unanimously.
We're gonna jump into this next topic. Right after this. Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather give up access to the internet versus access to motor vehicles?
Ooh. Meaning like you don't even get Lyft or Uber.
You don't have nothing. You don't get.
Or a motorized bike.
Nope.
But I got a bike. Okay.
No planes, no trains, no buses.
Oh, hell
no.
Nah.
Yeah.
Or the internet. Okay. You know what? I already got my answer.
Wait, when you say internet, does that mean like Wi-Fi or like I can still have the internet, but it's like 3G?
You don't have access to the internet. You are back to calling to see what time the store opened up and when the movie times are.
So, question. Ooh. Personally, I don't. Me personally. Mm-hmm. Okay, I already got my answer. Can I answer?
No.
Okay.
Walk me through your answer. How did you get to it?
Boom. All right. So here's the thing. Well, I got a child and hoes. So I would just always be somebody that could give me the answers. But also, I really like books. I still be getting paper maps. Please don't judge me. So I feel like we existed before the internet in a shorter away time period than we did without cars. Like cars and motorized transportation has been around way too long. Also, we live in LA. I'm not walking around this motherfucker all the time.
You could bike. Get to some rollerblades.
I'm going to have to shoot somebody.
You can take them little scooters, too. You be taking
the scooters. They got motorized. Nothing motorized.
It's a bike.
That's not a motor. That's electric.
It's electric. Does
it have a motor in it?
No. You can't use that.
You know that's about a vibrator, but I digress. So.
Wait, what?
That song, you gotta feel it. It's electric. It's about a vibrator.
It's definitely about
it. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I swear, look it up.
That's funny.
And you know it's there. So yeah, but back to my thing. As you look it up, you know, I feel like that I would just become a smarter person because I have to read everything. I would have paper maps, all of that. I think that would just, you know, that'd be cool. I would just have to look up everything. I would know everything.
I'm not giving up. The internet could go. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so update. We thought the electric slide was about vibrators, and it's sadly not.
Who said that? Because the girl said
it. Yeah, who is we?
The internet.
This is from the Huffington Post.
Who?
Oh, yeah. You can't trust
that's a hearsay. So yeah. Don't listen to him.
Huffington Post said it? Well, yeah. That has to be.
Pornhub articles. That's crazy.
All right, let me see what the Snoop says, because Snoops, they find everything.
You mean Snopes?
Snopes?
You're having a rough day, my boy.
SnoopDogg.com looking for answers. That's nuts.
Jeez.
I don't want to look it up no more. I don't want
to. I see. Because if you had to read that article, we don't know where that was going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, take it out. Fix that in post.
But what it says here is Yabba Dabba Doo.
Hey, nephew.
Let's fix that in post. Just take all of that out.
No, send me the clips, Keenan. I feel like you can't. It's too. We stay in cities where it's just. It will be too hard to get around. Also, we comedians. So how am I get to Dallas? How am I get to Atlanta and stuff? I'm gonna walk.
No, can you hitchhike or no? You can't.
I'm gonna get kidnapped.
You get hitchhiked, aren't you in a motor vehicle? You lose all access to motor vehicles.
Ooh, I can't even ask.
Bro, that's not even fair. All access.
That's not even fair.
No airplanes.
No trains, no buses.
No airplanes, no scooters, no
and no cars. No
but
cars.
Wait a minute, what about a steam engine
train? I see what you did that. No, nigga.
It still has a motor in it.
If you can find a steam engine, take what your about time a back and do something else with it.
That still has the engine in it. It's just a different type of engine, BT.
Oh.
Yeah, no internet. You can get access to other stuff people didn't have internet.
But the internet ain't really cracking like that. I ain't gonna hold
it. What about an escalator?
That means you can't like watch no movies because everything is streamed.
Yes, I can. I got DVD player.
Yep.
Physical media. That's a good point, Rob. Yeah, take your ass on the steps. No escalators either.
No,
that's trash. No elevator?
That ain't a motor, right?
That's a pulley system.
That's not a vehicle. He said a vehicle, a motor.
Right. He said no vehicle. Escalator.
Okay.
No, you can take the escalator. It's not a vehicle.
No escalator.
It's not a means of transportation. I mean, it is a means of transportation, it is. But it's not a normal.
No, it's not.
Well, what about the real water?
It transports you from this floor to that floor. That's transportation.
To here. I'm less than
so okay. So I could skateboard. I could race a scooter.
Yeah.
I could rollerblade. Okay, unicycle.
What about them little walkers in the airport that help you walk?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know.
Rob, I'd pay good money to see you on a goddamn unicycle.
All right. Maybe there's a market for that. If it's 1,000 people like you in a city, then, you know, you might have a deal.
Because I'll do a
unicycle tour.
You never see Rob like lose his cool, like, and you when you first start off on the unicycle, you try to get your balance. Like, I can't see Rob going, whoa. I can't see.
How disappointed would you be if I was a natural? If I just got on the unicycle and it was like, oh, I was supposed to be there.
I'd be pissed.
I'd be like, damn, this ain't even hard like that. I thought this was gonna be.
Why y'all tripping? I should have been doing this.
Ooh, pogo stick. You could pogo stick.
You pull up somewhere on a pogo stick, you getting arrested, Rocky. You pull up to the comedy club on a pogo stick as a means of transportation, you're not going up. You're going to jail because you're on crack.
I had to follow a pogo stick dude at NACA one time with my energy. Yeah. This dude, he was an America's Got Talent, like finalist. Wow. He on a pogo stick. He hitting flips. He pointing people out in the crowd. He killing it on the pogo stick. Now I just gotta follow him with my deadpan words.
My deadpan words.
How'd you do?
It was fine. I booked some schools, but you know, I feel like it would have been better had I followed words with words than pogo.
I don't know, that's man.
Words.
I feel like because I can remember pre-internet, this ain't even difficult. Mm. I'm not finna ride no horse, baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah, horsey.
Horses are fun. Okay.
They are fun, but you're gonna be stinking. I'm not trying to go on a date and I'm coming straight.
And
off
then I gotta learn new math. I gotta learn Fortnite math. It's like, you know, how many take me to get to LA? Like
a Fortnite?
Yeah, it's like, bro.
How long will it take you a Fortnite?
It's gonna take you like 6 Fortnites to get to the Bay.
It should take you no 6
Fortnites. Using that terminology.
You do when you don't have no motor vehicle.
6 Fortnite.
You don't start saying stuff like Fortnite.
You do.
It's not. You ain't never not had a car.
You have access to language. Like let me say whatever.
I had the bus.
Let me drop this on y'all just to see where y'all would land at. What if you were in like another country like Mexico and you had a viable source of income and you're already in a beautiful country, you already got a nice house, and how would that affect your decision then? Like, you don't need to go anywhere, you're cool, your people want to come see you because you got the dope crib and you live in Mexico, you're in Tulum, right? So not far from a beach, people can easily get to you. Would that change your decision?
No, because then I always just gotta be there. Like, as much as I would love like Greece or some shit, like I'm just here because I'm gonna get home. Can I take a boat? I'm gonna swim. You know what I mean? So it's just like I ain't gonna never see some of my family because they would just have to come see me.
Yeah,
I don't want y'all in my house.
No,
you know what I mean? Like,
all right, look. So movies, I can figure that out. I can figure music out. The only hang up is this right here. This the only thing. It's like giving up online gaming.
Yeah.
No Warzone. That sound like
Play against the computer. Play against the computer.
People
come and play with you at your house. Like back in the day.
You gotta watch the game stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just gotta get physical games. Just play by yourself.
That's the only thing.
Come over, BT.
We don't do that no more, Meg. We blaze
on. But you just like you remember what life was like pre-internet
sex.
That's what happened when people was on gaming.
We did used to go over each other's house and play video games.
They don't have no Warzone on the thing.
Well, how about you play something else? How about that?
I don't play nothing but Warzone.
Well, you're going to have to find some new games. Yeah. Maybe you play Kirby. Yeah. Maybe you play Parappa the Rapper.
Like Halo 2.
Did
you say play Kirby?
Yeah. Hey, Kirby's a good-ass game. I was playing Kirby.
It is a great game.
Kirby be sucking it up.
Since Game Boy. That was the last time I played Kirby.
I just thought Kirby was on Smash Brothers. I didn't know he had his own game. That's crazy.
You know, they was on Smash Brothers.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all better stop playing with my boy Kirby.
I didn't know. I mean, he has an eating disorder. He has an eating disorder. He never gets full. All right, well, let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? Give up access to the internet versus give up access to all motor vehicles.
Buy internet.
See you later, internet.
Buy internet.
Buy motor vehicles.
You're wild.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going by internet too.
When the AT&T went down, I was on the road. I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was in Detroit. I had to get to Ann Arbor and only use like street signs and maps and stuff. Forget that. I'll just be casting that. I'm gonna just be on Twitch all day long.
I never thought about it like that. Hold on.
My family.
I never thought about I'm rich, famous, and I'm at the house all the time, and I literally never leave.
So you're not doing no more stand up.
What I was saying with the remote.
Yeah, but you put me in Mexico.
Minaj coming over here. Offset coming over here. They booked, baby. My family can see the link.
Nigga, if you got like a dope ass crib and you doing some consonant, what's the boy name?
Sinet.
You doing some cash shit. You got a dope ass crib. Nigga, you can still get rappers to come over there and they gonna want to shoot music videos at your spit. You fucking
into popping.
But he still be leaving.
Right.
He's in the house. Y'all gonna stink.
Okay. He lose money every time he leaves.
If you're never leaving the house, hygiene is the first to go.
You can't sit here and tell me Kai's little downstairs don't look like it stink. I bet you it does. I bet you it does.
Okay. That's because they be setting off explosions and fireworks.
Also he leaves.
That's sulfur.
Watch this. What if you live in like right in the, like you at the W, like in the penthouse?
Yeah.
So now you go downstairs and pretty much everything is in walking distance of Hollywood. You don't really even need a car. All my entertainment is there. All my food is close. I go back upstairs to the penthouse and I get on the game.
Okay, and then Fast and Furious 17 calls and says they want to make you a main character, but you gotta be in Tokyo. Screen. How you gonna get to Tokyo?
They're not coming. You ain't that famous where they gonna film
that shit in your house. I got a red camera. What y'all need? No. I got it all over here. I got it all.
You gotta CGI me in.
Yeah, put me in.
If you want me, you come to my house. I'm cheaper than
AI. Put me in. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm saying buy internet. And Rob, you saying buy to motor vehicles?
Buy the motor vehicles.
I bet you can get to your next show, Rob.
If I got enough bread, Rob, I'd have changed my answer, man. I'm going to go and say bye to that motor vehicle.
Wow. Okay. Well, the internet still has it. It's still 3-2. But it's interesting to see how you flip that.
I like being in the house, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
I feel
it'd be like COVID all over again. But
your house stank too.
have y'all called a hotel like in current times? Have y'all called a hotel?
It'd be hard to get the hotel they'd be on like, the phone.
It'd be hard to get them on the phone, and then they'd be like, "What's your email? Go on the website. Oh, you a member? What's your email?" You know what I'm saying? So without access to the internet, like your whole
you ain't
lifestyle,
got email no just, more, man.
I just asked my man to do it. That's what I'm saying. Ask your
That's
other
fine
person.
With me.
Yeah,
because y'all can't forget that old people still exist, and there's a lot of people who don't do stuff on the internet right now because they old. They don't know how, but they still got their life. They still do stuff. They
I said
still
get receipts.
Yeah, but a lot of them shouldn't be behind the wheel though. I've driven with some old person. I'm like. I really feel like these motherfuckers need to do this test every 4 to 6 months.
Yeah,
they should still be behind the wheel. I've almost been killed by at least 7 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. I don't like it. I don't like the shit.
I can book their old ass a flight. Come on down get the penthouse.
We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. All right, last topic of the day. We have, would you rather be surrounded by braggers versus complainers?
Ooh. That's easy.
Yeah.
They're both annoying. Just one takes, I feel like, a different emotional toll on you. Like, a bragger, though, like, so I was thinking about going back to Cape Cod just for the weekend. We're probably going to
That's why is that with there. The brag? Who you know that brag like that? I feel like your brag is be like, so I was able to get 3-foot-long hot dogs. Like, that's the type of bragging you know about.
I will be jealous of
that's
that.
That's 7-Eleven. I would like be 7-12.
I would be jealous of that.
That's wildly. That came out of nowhere. It'd be so random. Yeah, I feel like just because of what we do, we're around braggers all the time. And you just kind of be like, all right, you just ignore them. But like complainers, like you said, it's like they.
To hear a platinum jewel.
Yo, that was wild. I was going to fire
that was wild.
A platinum gold glizzy is gold wild, glizzy is bro.
It was connected to the birthday post, so I ain't say nothing, but I did see it. I did see it, and I had thoughts.
Did anybody get you that? Did anybody ever get you that?
It's a platinum warmer. You know, it's a bejeweled warmer. You just
the
warm,
so that's a real hot dog.
Yeah, it's a real hot dog.
Ain't nobody get you that for your birthday?
Nah, it costs a lot of money.
Your friends suck.
I agree.
How much is it?
Me
and I think it's like $20,000.
Oh well, yeah, you gonna have
I'm
to.
Kidding, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That was AI generated. This.
Now you was the one who generated.
You generated it.
No, I found it on the internet too. I found it on the internet too.
No.
The jewel glizzy.
Make my warmer. But complainers just be making you stressed. They make me depressed. People that just don't never had nothing good to say. Even when something good is happening, they always find the worst in it. And then they don't just complain about their stuff. They be complaining about your stuff. Like, I'll be calling some of my homies from Houston, and they be like, "Oh, I know it's expensive out there. I know you stressed. I'd be stressed. How you still live?" Like, bitch, I don't want to hear that. I'm on the ropes already, ho. You got me on the ropes already. push me over the edge, bitch. Okay, so like I don't want to hear that. People be making shit.
I'm on the ropes already.
Yeah, I know you living gig to gig. What happened at them gigs though? Man, I couldn't even just who if I was and you got a child, y'all eating? Like, shut up, bitch. No.
Hell no, we not eating.
To the beans, bitch, but I don't need a
hit. I wasn't even thinking about that till you said something.
God damn it, now you made me think about I'm hungry.
Yeah, I want to go glizzy. But yeah, there's no happiness from a complaint.
Yeah, I can't. I stopped going to church because people complain too much. No.
That's why.
All that come and lay my burdens down. I end up, I'm an empath. So I take on all the energy. I was like, thank you guys for the burdens. No, sir. You get your complaining ass away from me. I can't do it. What is going on? Hey, man.
Are you underwater?
What kind of exciting microphone you got?
Yeah, it's floating.
Your microphone got a mind of its own.
This ain't the right holder for this microphone. It's my podcast. So it's just
dumb. I guess.
Shut up. Yeah. I'm on the ropes.
I love to complain. I'll complain on the greatest day of my life. I'm going to find something wrong with it. I think that's why I'm flourishing in LA, because there's so much to complain about here. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, in comedy, it took a while to get good at it, but I was a A1 complainer the first day. I ain't on yet. Why ain't getting paid? What's going on? That's day two. like braggers are only fun to be around if you up, but if you ever get down, then it's like, now it's like, are they doing this to hurt me? You know, don't even realize, are they hurting my feelings? So I'm gonna go with the complainers. I'm gonna find something wrong with everything.
That's so funny.
But you get to say whatever you want back too. So as somebody keep bragging, you get to shit on other shit that they got going on. Good. If they brag, I'm gonna complain. I'm like, oh, you brag a lot.
No, because then I don't want them to feel like I'm they balance. I don't want them to feel like, and that's why we keep Rob around, because he keeps us grounded. I don't want to be on the ground while they in the air. That. You know what I'm saying?
We got feet on the ground to Rob. We able to make sure we still in touch. That would suck.
You don't want to be in touch back to the hood.
Nah, I don't do it.
You know, Rob, keep it real. He ain't no yes man. They drive off in their Lambos, you leave in your Corolla. Like,
I keep it real.
I keep it real.
Nah, oh, I can't. Man. That's funny, though.
Complainers, man.
Complainers are just, I don't know. I don't know if I would start eventually like losing my empathy to them and just being an asshole. Like, yeah, man, I'm about to lose the house. And I'm like, sucks to be you. I'm sleeping comfortably.
Then you wouldn't do it with braggers well either, though.
Huh?
You wouldn't do it with braggers well either, though.
No, I wouldn't. At some point, I would get jealous and try to rob him. I'm like, I'm going to have to rob this nigga, man.
But that's even better. You still up, because it didn't say that I have to complain or brag. So I'm still myself, right? Like,
you still
a bragger, you could be like, hey, man, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, like, please be quiet. But a complainer, even if you're like, hey, shut the fuck up, they're like, you right. I'm picturing just being with Eeyore all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's draining.
You a bitch. Yeah, I am a bitch. You know, I be living like a bitch. Nah, it's not even fun.
I do so many bitch like things.
I'm Captain Save-A-Ho too. Like, I'm always trying to help, and that's not fun when people are always like down. I'll be like trying to come up with solutions. That's draining. So
believing
no.
yourself. Yeah, I had to stop doing that shit too. You going to the edge? Like, nah, you just work out, you'll be fine. And then they be like, well, I can't because my knee and my back and my scalp. All right, bitch, you don't. I get mad when people don't want to be better.
Because you know what, Rocky, you realize halfway through, when you start working out, you realize halfway through, you're like, all right, listen, you're going to be sore one way or the other. Either you're going to be sore from sitting on the couch eating, or you're going to be sore from working out. You're going to be sore. Mm-hmm. You might as well pick your poison.
Yep.
See, I don't hear that shit. Especially when you also be going through shit you don't want to hear somebody else complaining. And I know you can't compare like trauma and shit, but it's like, I don't want to hear you complaining about how your high paying job, how they rude to you when I'm making 50 cents to perform. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
I mean, and when you bragging, I know you went through some bullshit too. I know it was some bullshit on it. Like, yeah, man, you know, I just got back from dinner. I'm like, yeah, but how was them lines at customs, motherfucker? I know it's a bullshit attached to it.
I hate the idea of a complainer who is in the situation, but they're not solution minded. And you try to give them stuff to get out of that. And they just be like, if I do that, then I got it. And then I might not be able to. You know what, bitch? Just go ahead and die.
You're right. I should get that. Go ahead and die then. All right.
I'm down for a solution.
I guess my bitch ass should get on up out of here.
Just go ahead and die.
Sick of this shit. Solution minded motherfucker.
I'm sick of my shit too.
Yo, that would I would beat their ass. I would just be so frustrated.
I can't do it.
They be getting punched. You know, you primed it right for doing it. Like, I've been complaining a lot.
I'm sorry if I put my head on your carpet. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
So what y'all gonna do? What y'all going with? Y'all going with the complainers? Y'all going with the braggers?
I'm going with the braggers. They got money over there too. I'm like, yeah, we bragging.
They got money
house.
Over there.
Brag about how you lent me $1 million and never expected to get it back.
That's because you're not. On that
one. I'm going braggers too.
Braggers, Rob.
I'm going with my people. I'm going with the complainers.
My people is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing over here.
I live in the city of braggers. Some of them got it, some of them don't. So I'm pretty used to it in LA. So
okay. All right. I go braggers too, man. I can't do complain this. All right. So the braggers have it on that one, man. That's been another episode of Squadcast versus. Want to thank our special guests again, Roxy Hayes, Rob Hayes, and BT Hayes, aka Kingsley. Shout out to OG Squad, me and Matt Scoop. We appreciate y'all watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.